Hi, my name is Kim Kelly, and I'm a leader here in divorce care. And tonight I'm going to share my story with you. My life has been full of many experiences that have truly developed who I am today. I've often thought, would I trade any of these moments in my life? Would I change my circumstances? I would not, because each of these experiences have been stepping stones drawing me closer and into a dependent relationship with the Lord. He has watched over me, protected me, comforted me, and healed me in so many ways. Tonight, I'm going to share those experiences with you, something I would not have done with many of my family and friends just a few years ago. Around the age of 3, my parents separated and began what would become years of a bitter divorce. I was raised by my mom and saw my dad on the weekends until he moved from North Carolina to California for a job opportunity. After a few years, my brother moved with my dad to California. I always remember my mom taking us to church starting at a very young age. If it wasn't for her introducing me to the Lord, I don't know where I'd be today. I can't pinpoint the year I first came to know the Lord, but I remember at age 12 writing my thoughts and prayers to God in my journal. That same year, my mom and I moved across country. My mom wanted me to have a brother and father in my life, and she wanted to see her son grow up. Without a job, home, or friends, my mom packed up the U-Haul, and we headed west. After we moved to California, I became involved in a youth group at my church. I went through confirmation and was baptized when I was 14 years old. I became plugged into the church, going to youth retreats, weekly Bible studies, memorizing scripture, and serving. I became so busy with church that I lost a lot of those sweet moments with the Lord I had just years before, and getting to know what it meant to have a relationship with Him. Although I was very active in church, I was equally involved in sports, working, and school. Guys seemed to monopolize my thoughts, and soon my free time. When I was in high school and college, I began falling into unhealthy relationships with my boyfriends. Looking back, I see how the Lord put amazing Christian women in my life during this time. I wish I would have relied and trusted these women as mentors in the dating area of my life. I went to church at least 2 or 3 times per week, but dated in an unbiblical and codependent way. I moved to Southern California for college, met a guy, and fell quickly in love with him. Within 4 months, I told my friends I would marry him, and I eventually would. Our relationship from the start was sexually impure. We went away on trips together, skiing, surfing, or hitting the strip in Vegas. We wanted to have fun and live life. I was in no place to be vacationing with a boyfriend, thinking about seriously dating or marriage at age 19. I had a lot of issues that I needed to deal with from my parents' divorce and my own self-centeredness. But instead, I only dated my college sweetheart all throughout college. Attending church, praying, and opening the Bible only happened when he left town for the weekend. He was not a Christian and didn't want to have anything to do with the Lord. He said Sundays were for surfing. I justified his lacking that essential quality with all of his charm and other qualities that I held so dear at the time. I put him on a pedestal and became dependent on him for my happiness. I had few friends outside the relationship, and those I did, he came before those friends and my family, and most importantly, the Lord. After graduation, I followed him to his hometown so we could start our life together. We both landed great jobs out of school and poured ourselves into our career. We lived less than a mile from the beach and enjoyed everything that life offered. Everything seemed so perfect to me at the time. We were very much in love and had everything that society considers successful. I thought that living together would help us determine if we were compatible for marriage. Since both of our parents were divorced, I felt we needed to take every practical measure before entering into marriage. I wish I knew then that 85% of marriages fail if couples live together prior to their wedding day. I knew what I was doing was wrong. I knew what the Lord said in the Bible about this sin. But I put my desire for marriage and affection for a man ahead of God. I wish I could say I ignored just one or two red flags entering into the marriage. But no, I saw many red flags flying high, and I ignored them all. I looked only at his positive qualities and declared him my Prince Charming, no matter what he did. Looking back now, I was not led or respected in a way that a husband should love his wife. I put my blinders on, ignoring all the sin in both of our lives. I still didn't deal with my unresolved issues that I brought into the dating relationship years before. We got married after being together for 5 years. Again, I was in no place to get married. I rarely went to church and placed my precious Lord on the back burner. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. Isaiah 53:6. I turned away from the Lord for many years during this phase of my life. In that time, I lived my life the way I wanted to. I didn't worship, honor, or thank the Lord for all the many blessings he provided each and every day. We continued to live our married life for each other, our jobs, to have fun, and to center our lives around making money to fulfill my white picket fence American dream. I thought everything was great in our relationship, but I was quickly proven wrong. I came home one day from a business trip to find my husband aloof and distant. I knew something was wrong, but I would have never guessed it was our relationship. My husband told me that he didn't know if he was in love with me, and I didn't make him happy anymore. It was like getting the air knocked out of me. I didn't see it coming, and from that moment, everything I built my life on fell apart. I put my identity, trust, financial security, future, and unwavering love into a man. Within 3 months, we were separated, and 5 months, he filed for divorce. After being together for 7 years and married for two of those, I was shocked and devastated that my best friend could so quickly leave me and hurt me. One of the hardest nights of my life was when my husband told me he was filing for divorce, but my sweet savior was there for me. It was no coincidence that same night a friend invited me to go to a worship night at church. During my marriage, I would only tiptoe into church and leave without meeting anyone or developing friendships. I was too much in a rush to get through my to-do list and see my husband. But on that special night 3 years ago, the Lord rescued me, and I went back to him. People prayed for me, and all I could do was cling to the Lord in my raw brokenness and tears. A sweet girl prayed that the Lord would fill my broken heart with his love. I was taken away by her kindness, and now as I look back, I saw Christ through her compassion and love that night. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for our sins, Romans 5:6. I know the Lord loves me so much that he's forgiven me for my betrayal through his son dying on the cross. And not only has he forgiven me, he forgets all my sins during those years. That's true love. I knew that only God was a way to true healing. I began getting to know the Lord in a new way. So now we can rejoice in the wonderful new relationship with the Lord, because the Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God, Romans 5:11. I learned how to read and understand the Bible as his living word speaking directly to me. I started praying again to the Lord, and he put sweet Christian women in my life that told me what it meant to live my life for Christ and how to have fun. It was a chance for me to heal and draw close to the Lord. In January 2010, I moved to Dallas from California to start my new life closer to my family. I knew this move was saying a final goodbye to my marriage, husband, and that life. The Lord has given me the strength to make the move, relying on him. Since coming to Dallas, God has grown me in so many ways and continues to show me that he is my Savior. He has given me a heart and an understanding for women going through loss. The Lord has put so many people in my life through this journey that have showed me his love and compassion in unexpected ways, and I hope to do the same for others. For the Lord has said, I will never fail you and I will never abandon you, Hebrews 13:5. He has been my strength in the hardest periods of my life. I am also so thankful for the many blessings he has provided, such as a beautiful sunset, friends, family, a new life in Dallas, and an opportunity to go on a mission trip. I still struggle at times being impatient, too independent, and selfish. But this all tells me that I need a Savior with his grace and forgiveness. A worship song sums it up. Where would I be without my Savior? Where would I be without his unending mercy? I am so thankful for the Lord and the opportunity he has given me to live my life differently now.